From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. A new poll finds a majority of Utahns support certain measures of police reform. The libertarian policy group Libertas Institute commissioned the poll and surveyed around 1,100 people. Roughly 73% of respondents said police should not use no-knock warrants unless there is an immediate threat to someone's life. 90% said police officers who use excessive force should be suspended or fired. And 94% said officers who witness excessive force should be required to file reports. Other questions, like whether officers should be in schools or if people of color are treated differently in the state's legal system, had more varied responses. The Midvale City Council recently stalled on a decision to pull out of the Unified Police Department, while Taylorsville has voted to exit the organization. KUER's Emily Means explains what the UPD is and why cities are leaving.
Around a dozen communities in Salt Lake County pay to participate in the Unified Police Department. In exchange, UPD spokesperson Detective Ken Hansen says cities get more cost-effective access to services like dispatch and forensics.
The whole point of UPD is to use shared resources to provide better law enforcement services to the community.
In 2018, Harriman and Riverton both left to create their own police departments. Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs says they pulled out due to cost and a lack of local control. Since then, the city has added 9 police officers to its force for the same amount they were paying for UPD services.
With that many more officers, our police are able to do much more proactive policing. They see many more at community events and other areas where they can be very well integrated into the community. So it's a huge win.
Taylorsville intends to leave UPD by next July, while Midvale will revisit the issue. Emily Means, KUER News.
Harmful toxins from an algal bloom in the Virgin River have been discovered in Zion National Park. Park officials noticed bacteria from the bloom after a dog playing in the water on the 4th of July likely died from exposure to it. Zion spokesperson Jeff Axel says it's unusual to see this bacteria in running water, and the park is working with the state to find out more.
And this is an evolving situation, and we're still gathering data. We did some initial sampling, and they were 3 times higher than the state's warning threshold.
Officials are still figuring out how the bacteria affects people's skin. For now, they are warning visitors to avoid swimming and to keep animals out of the river. Axel says the water running through the Narrows Trail is safe and that the algal bloom is in the lower part of the river. The Veo West fire in the southwest corner of Utah forced evacuations on the west side of the town of Veo and village of Brookside. State fire officials say residents were allowed to return home earlier this morning. They were cleared out last night when the fire quickly grew from 50 acres to 1,100 plus in a portion of Washington County, experiencing red flag conditions yesterday. That warning from the National Weather Service is in place through tonight. The cause of the Veo West fire is unknown and under investigation. The Navajo Department of Health reported no deaths yesterday related to the coronavirus and 56 new cases. Since the start of the pandemic, 401 people have died. Nearly 5,900 have recovered. And the number of administered tests on the Navajo Nation is approaching 65,000, with nearly 8,200 positive results. A group of senators, including some from the Mountain West, are calling on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to explain why it appears to be withholding COVID-19 data from tribal epidemiologists. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The Urban Indian Health Institute is one of 12 tribal epidemiology centers in the country, and it serves the 70% of American Indian and Alaska Native people who live in cities, not on tribal land. Abigail Echohawk is the director, and she requested data on COVID-19 testing, but also on risk factors and chronic diseases.
If we were able to access that kind of data, and it's good quality data, we would be able to present tribal leadership, policymakers, states and counties with more information on how to prevent, how to intervene, and how to work with our communities as COVID-19 continues to sweep across this country.
In a statement, the CDC said it has been working with the centers to set up data use agreements and secure transferring methods, and that it expects to begin transferring COVID-19 case data this month. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
And I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.